Glory to God. Well, y'all looking mighty fine today. I was going to make y'all move up, but y'all look too comfortable. So I'll just come towards you. Amen. Let me just have this little speaker. For some reason, I've got to be able to hear myself. I don't want to get loud. I just want to hear me. Amen. I'm just kidding. Let's stand for one more time. Didn't the praise team do an awesome job? Come on now. Didn't they do a wonderful job? Lead us into the presence of God today. Hallelujah, Lord. I want you to spend a minute. And I know it's going to take like 2 minutes to do this. I want you to just go around to just several people. And I want you to shake their hand. And I want you to say, I see the anointing on your life. I want you to say that. Amen. Just go take a couple minutes. I see the anointing on your life. I see the anointing on your life. I see the anointing on your life. Come on. I see the anointing on your life. I see the anointing on your life. Hallelujah. I see the anointing on your life. I see the anointing on your life. I see it. Amen. I see the anointing. I see it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. I see the anointing.
It doesn't matter whether we're in Riverdale or Virginia. They still can't count.
Yeah. Yeah, just two people. I see the anointing on your life. Hey, I see the anointing on your life. Good seeing. I see the anointing on your life. I see the anointing in all of your lives. Amen. Amen. I see the anointing on your life. Amen.
My brother and Pastor Ben.
Amen. Now, before I begin today, my wife just came up and told me that that Greatest Freedom Ministries is just like Christian Life Center. When I say go to 2 to 3, you're going to go to 10. Amen. I know how it is. But you may be seated this morning. Now, this is going to be a little, different start this morning because I believe God has brought me here for a purpose. And I don't believe I'm just here to preach a message, say amen, let's go home. I believe that God has sent me here with a purpose and an assignment to bring to Greatest Freedom Ministries. And as I prayed about this time, yesterday, we celebrated the wedding of my niece and her new husband, and it was a wonderful occasion, wonderful time. And but I knew the real reason that God was sending me to that wedding was to send me here, was to bring me here to bring a word to you guys. Amen. And so when you have an assignment, when you have a calling of God, you got to follow it. You've got to be obedient. And so today I'm not going to preach a different word than you've already heard. I know your pastors preach this message and preach these scriptures I'm going to talk about probably over and over and over again because it's the call for this church. See, Greatest Freedom Ministry is not like any normal church. Greatest Freedom Ministry has a designed and specific call, and that is to win the lost and to train disciples. And that's what the whole body of Christ is really called to do that. But this church is a training center. It's called to be a training center for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And none of you that are here today are here by accident. And this is what I want to speak to your hearts today. Now, earlier in the class, I just gave a brief little word. But I asked everybody to plug in. And so what I want you to do today, I want everyone that it wasn't here earlier, I want you to plug in. Go ahead and plug in. Let me see you plug in. Plug in. Come on, plug in. Because what God wants you to do is he wants you to receive something today. He wants you to plug in. I gave a little example. I woke up and my iPad was unplugged and I had to look and see how much juice I had left. And it's so important for this thing to work that you do what? Plug it in. Amen. And so for you to do the job that God's called you to do, you've got to plug in. There's a great anointing in this house. There's a great anointing upon your pastor and his wife. There's an anointing upon their life. And what we've got to do is we've got to recognize it, then we've got to honor it, and then we've got to be able to allow that anointing to flow into us so that we can do the work that God's called this ministry to do. Amen. This ministry is called to do a great work. You have just begun. The best is yet to come. There's so much greater that God has for you. So I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 4, and we're going to start with verses 18 and 19. But I want you to understand here the backdrop. So many times we don't see the backdrop. Jesus has just come out of the wilderness. Okay, he's being tempted 40 days and 40 nights. He's going fasting. He hasn't had any food. How many know y'all started getting stomach pains after 6 hours? Come on. Come on. Think about it, man. After 10 hours, man, you're ready to raid the refrigerator. But here's Jesus, 40 days, 40 nights, hadn't ate a thing. Satan comes to tempt him. But I want you to know something that, and I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear it well. Many of you are going through some stuff. Many of you are going through the wilderness experience. Many of you are experiencing things that you never, ever wanted to experience and never desired to experience. But what God's doing, he's taking you through that experience. Amen. Just as much as he took Jesus through that experience, he's taking you and I because of the anointing. See, Jesus comes out of that wilderness. He walks after defeating Satan 3 times by being able to declare God's word over his life. He comes out of that wilderness experience and he comes into the temple. How many know we're in the temple today? We're in the temple. We're in the house of the Lord. We're in the building, the structure that God has planned. We are the church. This is the temple. Amen. This is the building that we come to fellowship in. Well, Jesus walks into that place of fellowship, and he takes the scroll out, and he goes to Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, but I'm going to read it out of Luke 4, 18 and 19. And let's look at this verse as we go on. It says, in Luke 4, 18 and 19, it says this. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Please stretch your hands towards me. Father God, I thank you. I'm so honored, so blessed to be in this house this morning to bring forth your word. I never take it for granted. I recognize it's only because the reason of anointing that I stand in this place today. God, I pray and I ask you, God, to touch these lips of clay. Help me, Lord, to bring the message that you have required, that you have called me to bring with simplicity. With the understanding, God, the Father, Lord, that we can walk it out. God, I just pray, Lord, that everyone in this room is good seed today. They're good seed. They're going to receive from your word. And Father God, they're going to walk this word out in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we honor you. We bless you. We thank you. We praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see Jesus coming and he's declaring what the prophet Isaiah had declared over him. That the Spirit of the Lord would be upon him, and that he would have an anointing. Amen. So I want you to say, I don't know how my brother preaches, but I always get people to say things. Amen. I want something to come out of your mouth while I'm in this place. Amen. Because when you speak it, amen, it becomes established in your life. Say this with me. Say, the Spirit of the Lord, is upon me, and hath anointed me. So for that reason, I'm anointed. Say amen. Amen. Amen doesn't mean it's the close of the service. See you later, Pastor Ben. Amen means so be it in my life. So let's say today from our hearts, so be the anointing on my life. So be it. So be that the anointing just flows from my life. So be it that wherever I go, whatever I do, whatever I say is under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every place I go, I bring an atmosphere. Every place I go, I bring the presence and anointing of the Lord God Most High. And we're going to talk about this because anointing is not just for this house. Amen. The anointing is supposed to be first in where? Your house. Your job. Your school. Your neighborhood, your grocery store, every place you go, you're to bring that anointing, amen? And so we want to see what God has to say about this. And so he says, Jesus says to us, he says, what I've sent you to do is to preach the gospel. Did you hear what he said? I've anointed you to preach the gospel. Well, I don't know how to win a soul. Oh, tell the devil he's a liar. Say this with me. Jesus loves you. Isn't that a great start to telling somebody how much Jesus loves you. Can I just share how much he loves you? Amen. Everyone in this room, there's an anointing to preach the gospel. Every one of you. Oh, you don't understand. No, you know, I can't even speak. You don't understand. I have slurred speech. You know, there is an anointing. Isn't there? Say, Jesus loves you.
Jesus.
Yes, he does. Amen. There's an anointing. There's anointing to preach the gospel. You've got a pastor that exudes the love of Jesus. He just wants everybody in the world to be saved. That's his whole goal. That's what he wakes up every morning. It's that he would be an arrow in the quiver of God, and that God would shoot him in the direction that he could be able to save somebody with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're not in here behind a man who just wants to show off and show up and tell everybody about himself. And he's got a story. This man just didn't get saved. He had an anointing upon his life the day one of his salvation. Some of y'all don't even know the story. I know the story. You know the story. This man was engulfed in darkness. Engulfed in it. Had no thought about the light. But Jesus came. Say, Jesus came. And put his anointing on him. Just didn't save him so he could go sit in the church and sing a few songs on Sunday and pay his tithes and offering and go back and just do his own thing until the next Sunday. No, that's not what the anointing's about. The anointing is so that you can be the best you. Did you hear that? So you can be the best you. Amen. We're going to talk about how the anointing touches every aspect of our life today. Every aspect of our life. Not everyone's called to be a preacher. Some of y'all need to say amen. Especially if you're called to be a pastor, amen. Now, there's a lot of preachers. There's only a few pastors, amen. If you're called to be a pastor, that means you're genuinely concerned and interested in the lives of people. It's a tough job. Can I hear an amen in from this corner? My wife will say, amen. But everyone here is called to preach the gospel. Everyone here is called to bind up the brokenhearted. You know, what I love, come here, young lady. I love to give hugs. Dad, can I give her a hug? Amen. You know what a hug does? A hug lets somebody know that you care about them. A hug lets them know that there's something about you that you're thinking about them and that you're concerned about them. God has called us and given us anointing to heal the brokenhearted. There's some brokenhearted people in this room today. You seem like you've been passed by. Your family has said so many negative things about you. The world has kind of just pressed you down. But I'm here to tell you, there's anointing in this church to heal all the brokenhearted. Amen. Everyone who walks in that door, brokenheartedness has to take a hike. Amen. Because the love of Jesus is in this house. When Jesus walks into the room, everything changes. Can I hear an amen? Everything changes. So, guess what I am? And guess what you are? You're carriers of the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
See, we say amen, but when that tough time comes, we forget. When that hard time comes, we forget. When that trial comes, we forget, don't we? We've seen all the pressures. You don't know. Nobody knows the trouble I've been through. Man, back in the day, I hated that song, and I still hate it today. Because Jesus knows all the trouble you've been through. And guess what? His anointing has carried you through that trouble. I would never tell you a lie today just because you become a Christian that you're not going to have any more problems. Oh, yes, you will. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. The anointing of the Lord is going to carry you through. Amen. The anointing of the Lord is going to take you above that problem and be able to see it from the eyes of Jesus. That's what the anointing does. It gives us the eyes of Jesus. Say, thank God for the anointing. He's called us to recover the sight to the blind. Say, amen, Barb and Judy. Your day's still not done. Amen. Physically and spiritually, He's called us to open the blind eyes. He's called us to be able to tell somebody who walks in the door that has been in darkness. I want to just share a little intimate story. And Carl talked about this. You know how I discipled him. Now, this is a different kind of discipling. Because I spent hours on the phone. I mean, I wasn't with him, but I spent hours, right, huh? I spent hours on the phone going back and forth with the Word, getting him to understand who he was in Christ, getting him to, because the change took place. The transformation took place. But how many know that when we get saved, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new in Christ Jesus. But how many know we don't know that? We don't know that. We don't understand that quite yet. We don't have that understanding yet because we still got all the things that the past in the world has tried to trap us in. We still got them chasing us down. He had a whole lot of things chasing him. Just because he got saved didn't mean, oh, his whole world changed. All of his past just got moved away. No, Jesus forgave him and forgot it, but the world didn't. The world, matter of fact, came harder. I heard somebody say today that I was listening in the corner of my ear. You know, devil's after us. He's trying to get us. But greater is he that is what? In us. Than he that is in this world. So I watch God just continually deal with him. I watch God begin to open his darkened eyes. My brother was always a giver. He gave even in the midst of his darkness. He was just a giver. So I was so excited that I always tell him, man, when you get saved, man, it's going to be a great deal. Because everything that you have, you're just going to give to God. And guess what? Everything he had when he got saved, he gave to God. Everything. Now, I'm not trying to pump this man up today. I'm trying to tell you what the anointing will do when someone recognizes the anointing. The anointing destroys every yoke, according to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. It destroys every yoke and it lifts every burden. Amen. So I want you to see that it was just an opportunity for God to reveal himself in the midst of this transformation in his life. And I want everybody to know here that God is still working on you. Say that. Say, God is still working on me. Amen. Hallelujah. He said he called to set set at liberty them that are bruised, those who are crushed by tragedy. Just a little personal thing is that we were crushed by a tragedy 12 years ago. With the loss of my 18-year-old son to cancer. And it was a really, really tough time. But because of the anointing, but because of the inside dwelling and understanding of the presence of Jesus Christ, we're here today victorious. Amen. It's not that we haven't grieved. It's not that we haven't had sorrow. It's not that we haven't had all those things. But we stand here understanding the anointing destroyed the yoke because the enemy tried to kill us. He tried to kill our spirit, tried to kill our soul, tried to kill everything about us. But thank God, when God is for you, nothing in this world can stand against you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to understand today that there's purposes behind why God has touched you. Now I want to talk to you about the anointing. I want you to go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 21 and 22. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear it, and I want you to get plugged in for a minute. When I say get plugged in, turn off all the distractions, Just say, Holy Spirit, let me learn from you today. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, in verses 21 and 22, it says, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. I want also, if you'll give me the privilege to read that out of the Amplified for 1 minute. Amen. Say, thank God for the Word. So I thank God for the Word today. That's right. I don't have internet, so we're going to. Anybody have an Amplified Bible? Anyone? Anybody? Nobody? An Amplified Bible? Anybody have one? Amplified. Yeah, bring it up on your phone or something. Bring it up, because I want you to hear that out of the Amplified as well. Okay. So I've talked about the anointing. I've talked about, you know, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us and hath anointed us. What is this anointing? What is it? We need to know what the anointing is. We need to understand why we are so excited as a Christian to have this anointing in our life. And see, the anointing of God is a signature and it's a marking from God. How many of you here are born again? Everybody born again?
Amen.
Okay, everyone that's born again, you have the Holy Spirit. Amen? Upon salvation, we have the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the moment you get saved, you have the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The bringing that to our understanding, the Bible says that the Jesus, the Christ, say Jesus Christ. Say that. See, what I want to talk to you a little bit again is about your pastor, is that there's an anointing upon his life. And it just didn't come because he got saved. There was a call of God, a draw from God to be able to be used for the kingdom of God for the purpose to be literally a pastor, evangelist, and a teacher. Amen. And that's who he is. He's a pastor, he's an evangelist, and he's a teacher. Amen. He walks as a prophet when he speaks the word of God, but I'm not sure whether, you know, you're a prophet. Amen. And so listen. Read this in the Amplified, 21 and 22 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
Now it is God who establishes and confirms us in joint fellowship with you in Christ, and who has anointed us, empowering us with the gifts of the Spirit. It is he who has also put his seal on us, that is, he has appropriated us and certified us as his, and has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Like a security deposit to guarantee the fulfillment of his promise of eternal life.
Amen. He's given us a security deposit. He's put a seal on us. He's marked us. Amen. When you come to know Jesus Christ, you are marked. You are marked by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are marked by the anointing of God. Amen. Nothing by any means can harm you or hurt you because of the reason of that anointing. So I want you to see that the anointing is a signature, a marking from God. It is God's approval that he is on the inside of you. Amen. That we recognize and we're aware of his presence, which makes incredible power available. Amen. So what I want you to do today, here's what all I'm asking for you to do, is ask the Holy Spirit for you to be more aware of the anointing, of the indwelling presence of Christ, of the power that's available in your life, of the marking of God that God has marked you with and set his seal and approval upon you. You are approved by God. Come on, I only heard one amen. You are approved by God.
Amen.
You are approved by God. You need no one else to approve you. You are approved by God. God wants everyone in this room to know that he has put his presence, he has put his seal, he has put his anointing upon you. How? Because he's within you. He lives on the inside of you. The power of Christ. Jesus, they said that when they were trying to kill Jesus, they wanted to kill Jesus and the Christ. Because Christ is the anointed one in his anointing. The Christ. He said, one thing to know Jesus. One thing to know Jesus who shed his blood on the cross and died for your sin. But it's another thing to know the anointing that carried him to that cross. See, the Holy Spirit carried him all the way to the cross. Amen. The Holy Spirit carried him all the way to the cross. The Holy Spirit met him when he came outside of that stone. Amen. The Holy Spirit walked with him those last few days he was here. Amen. Because he was approved by God. God wants you to see that you have an anointing in your life. And God has approved you. He has approved you. Amen. And see, it's so crazy because we are literally looking for approval in our lives. That's what we literally are trying to do in most areas of our life. We want somebody to approve us. To say, you know, that's a quality person. That's a really good mom. That's a really good dad. That's a really good brother. That's a really good sister. That's a really good co-worker. That's a really good uncle, aunt, granddad. You know, we want some type of approval. And God says, I've anointed you. I've approved you. Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. He hath anointed you. He's already done it. You're not trying to get an anointing. Now, we're going to lay hands here in a little while. But you're not trying to get anything. What you're doing is you're becoming aware, more aware of his presence. That's what I was so, what I want to use. Can you bring that up just a little bit? That's what I'm so excited for and really interested in watching how God was working in the life of my brother when he first got saved. The Bible became everything to him. The Word of God became his seal of approval. Because he knew what the world had said. He had already had his mark in the world. The world has already said and marked him. And said he'll never be nothing. He'll never accomplish nothing because there's been too much darkness in his life. There's been too much evil in his life. But say, but Jesus and his anointing. When he recognized the anointing, he forgot about who he once was, and he began to know who he now was, and he began to walk out that power in Jesus' name. And that's what God is saying to everyone here. You don't have to have a title pastor. You don't have to have a title minister. You need to have a title Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm christened. That means I have the anointing of God on my life to do every purpose that God has called me to do.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to know here today that there's an anointing to a farmer. There's an anointing to a doctor. There's an anointing to a sales associate. There's anointing to a grocery store attendant. There's an anointing to whatever job you have, whatever title you have. There's an anointing to be the best farmer. Oh, my goodness. When you got the anointing, you go out there and you say, potatoes, you grow in the name of Jesus. Tomatoes, you grow right now in the name of Jesus. Corn crops, I command you to grow supernaturally in the name of Jesus. You don't go out there and you just water with water. You water with the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that my potatoes, my corn, my carrots, my green beans, they just prosper in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you have anointing to pray over your crops. I know if you're a nurse, here, any nurses here today? Any nurses? Oh, welcome to our office. We're so glad. What's your first name? In the name of Jesus, I pray that this disease leaves right now. You just turn. You don't have to say it to them. You got the anointing. As soon as you shake their hand, there's something has to be transferred. Did you hear that? There's a transference. Oh, poor Marlene. She's been on this job how many years? But I tell you what, I guarantee you, when she walks in that room, people recognize. There's anointing on her life. Why? Because she's so sweet. Give me a hug. Just her being sweet comes from the anointing. Outside of the anointing, we're ugly. We really are. When we're not walking in the anointing, we're not walking in that flow, we can get really ugly. Can I hear an amen? But man, when you're in that anointing, love just flows. Forgiveness just flows. I can forgive anybody for anything at any time when I'm under the anointing. Nothing can hinder, nothing can woe me, nothing can offend me when I'm in the anointing. But when I'm not allowing that to flow, guess what? You can get on my nerves. Yeah, isn't that true? But we think we just come in here and this is what it's all about. It's not, this is what it's all about. Walking out these doors is where the anointing is needed. Amen. We can flow in the anointing here. We can flow in the Holy Ghost. We can flow in the healing. We can have just a heyday every time we walk in this place. And that's great. And that's wonderful. And I thank God for that. I thank God for a church that believes in healing. Thank God for a church that believes in deliverance. I thank God for a church that believes in real salvation. Thank God that, you know, we're going to teach the truth and we're going to get you set free. Amen. If you pay attention. But once you get set free, there's something that God has given you that can't be given by me. Can't be given by him. Can't be given by her. It's only given by God. And that's the anointing. That's the ability to do supernatural things that we could not do. Not just laying hands on the sick and see them recovering, but being able to smile. Everybody smile. Isn't it? Come on, smile. Give me a big smile. You know what that does? You know, I love hearing different laughters. Because the Bible says laughter is like good medicine.
Amen. Amen.
You know how you can laugh in hard times? Because of the anointing. I can't laugh in hard times on my own. But in the hard times, I can laugh because of the anointing. The anointing allows me to see things through the eyes of the Spirit. The anointing allows me to see things through the eyes of God's Word. The anointing allows me to see things not through my eyes, not through my heart, but through the heart of God. I want you to know, say, I have the anointing.
I have the anointing.
Say, I have the anointing.
I have the anointing.
Glory to God. Now listen to this. There's a great anointing upon your pastor. He's got a saving and a healing anointing. Why? Because he's someone special? Yeah, he is special. Because he's special to God. And hopefully he's special to you. But no, that's not why, because he has spent time with God. He has become very aware of the power of God in his life. As I said earlier, he not only knows Jesus, but he knows Jesus the Christ. He knows the Messiah. He knows the one who is anointed with the anointing. And that's come through revelation knowledge. See, I can preach this all day long, but unless you plug in, and allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, you'll walk out of this place and think you're not anointed. You'll walk out of there just because you think you have problems and just because you think you've sinned once this week or twice this week that you don't have the anointing. Sin has no power over you as a Christian. Do you hear me? Sin has been defeated. The curse has been removed. You now have the anointing to overcome every situation in your life. You sin, you just speak to that sin, say, I will not do that no more in the name of Jesus because I'm anointed. You don't look at that thing and say, oh, I failed, I'm not righteous no more. No, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Did you hear the end? In Christ Jesus. And where does Christ Jesus live? He lives in me. He lives in you. So you are righteous all day, every day. Every week, every month, every year. Because your righteousness doesn't come through you. Your righteousness comes through the anointing. The anointing gives you the awareness that he's made you right. He's made you just. He's made you just. He's taken all shame, all fear, all doubts, and he's removed them from you. Amen. Say, I'm anointed. Oh, listen to this. You better have the anointing to be a good father. You better recognize the anointing to be a good mother. Because being a father and a mother is not easy these days. I was hugging on the one lady who came early that has five kids and has one in the belly. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, for that anointing. But I said, Lord, I don't want that anointing. I had two, and two was great. Amen. I said, I know y'all have a bunch of kids too. Thank God for the anointing on your life. Amen. But how many know that we're all spiritual mothers? We're all spiritual fathers. Amen. We all have the anointing to be able to love. We all have the anointing to be able to nurture. We have the anointing to be able to take care of people. But I want to talk a minute about There's a transfer that God wants to give. Amen. There's a transfer. And see, Jesus transferred it from God the Father to us by the Holy Spirit. We have been given the transfer. But there's anointings on our life that we can transfer, that we can spill out. The Bible says anointing round down Aaron's beard is anointing that flows down and flows out. Amen. And see, what we need to see today is that this church has an anointing on it. Amen. It's already got an anointing. You're not looking for a new anointing. You're not looking for it. It already has the anointing. I want you to go with me to 1 John. We're going to wrap up here soon and just begin to pray. 1 John chapter 2, 20 and 27. 1 John chapter 2, we're going to look at 20 and 27. I want you to do me another favor. Look around at everybody again. Everybody kind of look around. I want you to at least make eye contact with two or three people. These, everyone in here, you're the ones that God has brought here to work together to get the job done here at Greatest Freedom Ministries. God has brought you from all backgrounds, all different types of settings. Some of y'all, you have come from different church backgrounds. You come from different, you know, groups of people. You come from different types of societies. But what God has said to you is that he has anointed you to be right here, right now. Look around. What else do we see other than people here? We see empty chairs. How many know that the anointing in this room has enough power to fill these chairs? See, I was talking to Pastor earlier, and I said, you know, what the enemy tries to think, tells us is there's two entry points to this church. There's that entry point, and there's one downstairs, and that's the only way people come to this church. No, there's a greater anointing than that. Your homes are an entry point. Your job places are an entry point. Your hobbies, your gym, your exercise program, it's an entry point. Every place you go to meet people, every place there's other people there, it's an entry point for you to be able to share the love, the life of Jesus Christ. And at that point, you get him to come through those entry points. But the anointing says, I've anointed you to be everything that I've called you to be. So I want you to imagine in this room today, everybody in this room walking, operating, living under the divine unction and power of the Holy Ghost. That means you don't make a decision without consulting Jesus. That means you don't go anywhere with making sure that God has told you to do it. Amen. You don't make any big decision without sitting down and getting counsel from the Holy Ghost and maybe sometimes getting counsel from your pastor. You don't make any move. How many know we're in positions like we're in because we made moves without the Holy Ghost? Amen. See, a lot of times we're blaming God or we're blaming the devil, and the only thing we need to do is look in the mirror. And we need to and find out, man, I didn't even consult Jesus once about this. I got so excited. I'll tell you a story of mine. My wife, we went and bought her a brand new Jeep, and she was so excited about having this Jeep Wrangler, and it's beautiful, and we're riding down the road, and, you know, just bought a brand new Jeep, whatever it is. And so we're coming down the road, and I look over, and I see this truck. 30 minutes later, after buying a brand new vehicle, I see this truck. It looks good. It's a Lincoln Continental pickup truck. Come on. Oh, the chrome around it. I just saw me in it. I just saw it. I saw the pickup. I saw me in it. And what did I do? I went in there, and I paid cash and bought that truck. Beautiful truck. I never even talked to God 1 minute. A pastor, a man of God who teaches you how to listen to the Holy Ghost and how to make quality decisions and how to make godly decisions. And I'm just frivolously, and my wife, she was just, okay, whatever you want to do. God is speaking to this church. He's saying, never another decision without the Holy Ghost. Never another decision without the Holy Ghost. You're anointed. You sit down. My associate pastor taught us this. He said, have a business meeting with God. Sit down, you in your Bible and God. And if it's a family decision, you sit down, you, the Bible, and your family. And you consult God, the one who has all wisdom, the one who is all wisdom, the one who knows the end from the beginning. Now, God, let me have that truck. Nothing came wrong from that truck. I didn't get punished because I made an unquality decision. But I knew that it wasn't God. I knew that I made a decision that stuck with me for a long time. God, I'm so sorry. God, I feel so bad that I made a major decision in my life and I didn't even consult you. Now, I know God says you can delight yourself in him and he'll give you the desires of your heart. But I want you to hear this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. We're going to close with these two scriptures. But you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. God says, I don't want you to go and have any time in your life where you think that you can't have my wisdom, my information, my download. God says, I want you to know that you have an unction. You have anointing from the Holy One. Matter of fact, I need you to pull that up in the Amplified. I need you to do that for me. And look at verse 27. It says this. It says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as taught you, you shall abide in him. Amen. So God says you have received the anointing. Now I have to do structural teaching too, because I don't want you to walk out of here and think that you don't need to listen to your pastor no more. This is not what this pastor is teaching. It says here, you don't need anyone to teach you. Yes, we still need teachers. We still need those to instruct us. But this is saying in a time of life when your pastor's not sitting right next to you and he's not right there, you can just consult the Holy Ghost. You can have a business meeting with God. You can sit there. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. You can hear the voice of God. God can give you a divine instruction and you can say yes, sir, to God, and you can obey him and humble yourselves, and you can watch what God will do from those godly decisions. God wants his church filled with godly decision maker people. We don't wake up on a Sunday morning and flip a coin and find out whether we're going to go to church on Sunday. People with anointing know, God, I got to get up. I got to get to prayer. I got to go add my faith. I got to get there because somebody could walk in that door that needs Jesus. Somebody could walk in this door that needs healing. Someone could walk in this door that needs deliverance. And I've got an anointing on my life. I'm going to add to the anointing that's in this church. I'm going to add to the anointing that's on this pastor. And we're going to see people get saved. We're going to see people get healed. We're going to see our community come, because this is a lighthouse. Because this is a place where the anointing dwells. Amen. And everybody in this house, we're what? We're anointed, right? We have the anointing because we have the Holy Ghost. Let me just read this. Did you pull it out? All right. It says, but you have an anointing. Listen to this, from the Holy One. You have been set apart, specially gifted, and prepared by the Holy Spirit. Come on. You're set apart, you're gifted, and you have an anointing from the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're prepared by him. Hallelujah. And all you know the truth because he teaches us and illuminates our minds. He says in verse 27, listen to this. I love this in verse 27. Listen, listen, listen. He says, as for you, the anointing, the special gift, the preparation, which you've received, remains in you. It permanently dwells in you. You just as his anointing teaches you, giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit about all things, everything that is true, nothing that's a lie. Jesus says, I've anointed you. Say, I'm anointed. Say, I'm prepared. Say, I have the gifts. That's the truth. You're anointed. You're prepared. You have the gifts. You're anointed. you're prepared. You both have the gifts. You're all anointed. You're prepared. This role has the gifts. You're all anointed. You're all prepared. God hasn't brought a bunch of people that don't know who they are. You're going to know who you are. And who you are is you're the anointed. You're the ones that God has called out, set apart to do the work for the kingdom of God. And what God has done, he's given you a pastor. He's given you his wife who has an anointing in your life, a saving anointing, a healing anointing. And they're going to come right now. And I'm not laying hands on you. They're going to lay hands on you. And if you want a transference of this anointing today, I want you to get ready to come. I want you to just say, I'm plugging in. I want you to plug in. When you honor, you get honor. When you dishonor, you get dishonor. We're going to honor the anointing that's in this house today. We're going to honor the presence of God that has been so revealed. Out of darkness into his marvelous light. Out of darkness into his marvelous light. You've been anointed to do everything. You've been anointed to do everything that you thought you couldn't do. You're anointed. You're prepared. You're gifted. Everybody stand. Pastor, come.